now a liar and murderer, liar, although there was something similar to the murder on the center. Which goes too far, right? You didn't call Hannity for House then, not the president. You didn't say that to Johnson or Hannity or the rest, right?
He didn't say it's true. He could have.
He never did.
In fact, I don't ever remember a presidential campaign in which the House candidate has so besmirched the president.
There are two men running for president, that's one thing. Where my plea was blind,
yeah.
That was a dirty campaign. When somebody running against the president,
it's a mistake on his part.
They're pretty rough on the rest of them.
But it was an isolated thing when they
got the
power man attacking the court. But not, not vicious, not venal, not personally.
I think it's interesting to note that some of the press says he seems uncomfortable doing it.
I don't think he's uncomfortable.
He loves to do it. I think he's a mean man.
Yes.
Or I don't know what he.
Yeah, no, I think so. But
I had to know where he said when they went. The Ku Klux Klan was a rough. Call it Republican Ku Klux Klan. Not that. That is rough. You ought to be taken to the campaign committee.
He did.
Yes.
That's interesting campaign.
Take to that son of a bitch up there.
Archimama Todd.
But look, he realized it on that one. Then he said, well, how is that different from McCarthy? He said, well, this is true.
Yeah.
And I told you that you know a hell of a lot of McCarthy.
Well, of course it was.
The his case, for example, when they were after me, for Christ's sake, it was all true. That's what killed us on the thing.
The interesting thing is the Fair Campaign Practices Committee put out the interim report today. They say this will be the dirtiest campaign in recent years. 21 complaints filed, 18 of them local, 3 national, all 3 national, and then ours against the devil. And this report is going to start to be, we're trying to get the full text of it, but it will start.
The reason that I marked the news story today, we have to get at this dirtiness, is that it will prepare the public for a more dirty campaign. Last minute smears. Chuck, this is terribly important.
Yes, yeah.
I know that Bill has tried, but McGregor is about to say dirty, battered tactics.
Well, McGregor got a very good ride this
week.
He got a piece of the New York Times that I would believe that they carry so much. And Bill got a very good ride out of his letter on Saturday. But we're beginning.
Yeah, I know it's hard.
No, we're beginning.
But you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I just feel it. I wish a liberal would stand up. Percy ought to stand up on this. Percy ought to stand up on the basis of something very much. The plan, or if you make news, Percy would help himself. He's going to win big anyway, but he's going to help himself. If he wants to win in 76, he'd better say something nice about a conservative.
Get right, Mike. Brooke did.
I wish Brooke would. But he did.
He did. Brooke put a very tough statement on the Ku Klux Klan. We got a lot of that.
That one does burn me a little. That and the heads of the rest, because everybody squeals to hide on my expectations of anybody in the first, and they may lead to the communist line. They charge us with being something worse, basically fascists. You know, witch burners, Jew killers, and the rest. Shit, nobody cares.
Well,
they are medium.
Thank you. What's happening in prison? I think that's what someone is getting.
He said they were really
dead at all, angry. And he said that on Saturday night, it was noticeable. On the Saturday night, evening news, it said the trip had stuff on, but it also had an eagle. It may have rewritten some of the eagle in the service, or it may have been a tricky hit, or it may have been a communist propaganda bill on the prisoners, where one of the prisoners said that both the candidates will end the war. And that just was that just fury. All of them should have been Harris, should have been Gallup, should have been sent on your ships, and there's no, there's real hostility towards me. Most people are using the prisoners for that. I
mean, the POW, they might have been, if you could share my concerns, and exploiting our POWs,
they are using it.
Probably a lot's going on, but I don't see it.
No,
I understand. I don't want to make them an underdog. don't want to attack you, candidate, but what I meant is, I do think that on the fact that you said this, we do not question his beliefs, but we do question his tactics and his judgment. We do not question his behavior. Why does he, you know, why is he attacking the motives, the character, et cetera, and so forth? No one's attacking him. President Nixon, what he said, nobody questions beliefs. The president carries it in the press conference.
Yeah, the New York Times piece, yes, he heard his piece, was good on that. No, quite a few of them. You made a lot of points out of that press conference.
Words of it.
The one time you said you had a dog. Yes, and I cropped up in the Times magazine today, I think it was. The one thing that the government does when it does this is to get on our vote. Calls the Republican Party the Ku Klux Klan, calls you a murderer. He's just guaranteeing the Republicans are going to register to vote.
And call the man that went to PK in Moscow and shot 500,000 Americans on the reduced our casualties to 0 or 1.
Murder. We're sending out without any editorial buzz, just a fact sheet of all of the extreme statements of the government chart. I asked my people to prepare it, and I said, let's get it down to a page or a page and a half of those. There's 7 pages, and I got a cut, but it's incredible, because they're all so bad, you know, which one you want to cut. Schreiber called President Nixon a psychiatric case. Schreiber said, President's power man. We're going to go through the tricky thing. The most immoral, most corrupt administration has been this time. The government says Nixon's first one vote was in 56, and one of the filthiest, most immoral U.S. campaigns ever. The president's career from the very beginning was in based on demagoguery, fear, division, divisiveness, the very thing America needs. Referring to the president's position, the American people in the Senate, the government said that's a lie. The Senate, the government filled with employees, the president is going to be fraud. Drunk and sailors, gentle. Reform, drunk, shrubs.
When you put it all together, one
yeah,
piece.
Okay.
Well, we put it all out, and all of them, and then put a sheet on top of the best.
Yeah, yeah. But it's very hard. It's goddamn hard to cut it. It's just that any young person or man or woman who works with a hand and supports her genetics is too confused to know which way it's up. Scanlon's thesis is that, like all radicals, whether they're on the extreme left or the extreme right, they are so convinced that they are right, that anyone who challenges them is immoral. And he quotes Hitler's last line, before he died, the German people don't deserve. And he said, this man is the same one. He thinks the American people are wrong. And if they don't accept him, they're sick. They don't deserve him. He says he's got the Hitler back. Again, so this is typical of the where I am forever. They have this. So they're so absolutely convinced that they're only ordained course that they can't have the power to do this. But I think that I know the more he does it, I really think he's hurting himself, and I really think he's bringing our vote.
He'll hit it hard in California, of course.
The American people. The basic sense of decency that this public has been so, Jesus, so far beyond. But I don't think he. I don't know what he did now. It's very hard to. Very hard to. To make up his own image. He's done it all with people.
The Harris is over. He wants to be trusted.
He didn't approve it.
He was 31.
It was 31 points. That's a very. It reflects the same degree of closing that we had on the current piece. might find that that would be just a little too much.
Are you free to come over and talk a little about the discussion? What is the situation about on some sort of a crack that they think that they have on that cannabis and pull that all about the sale? Who made the charge? Let's take Palmer. You realize that that Ukraine deal was not final until July the 8th. We didn't know until July the 8th. The Russians might have backed off or gone on. They never know what the Russians are going to be doing. And until we knew, nobody knew, then Pompey did. Now, Harden had gone over there and talked to him. Pompey had gone. Everybody had gone. He didn't make the deal. He don't make the deal. I made the goddamn deal. I made the deal, believe me, with Brezhnev the last day. And we didn't tell us. We didn't tell Peterson because they both laughed. You know, with the best of intentions. Then on July the 8th, we announced it. See you.
And Pompey had to get away from leave anyway because he wanted to be Secretary of State.
That's right. He was pissed off and didn't get the job. But what I meant is the corruption thing is really funny as hell. Because if you look at this, that's why I just get it. When the history is written with the administration, it cannot prove corruption. No. It's not corrupt.
It's not as hard as that. This president will leave it. But this one, that one, you commit the history of the industry. And that's a campaign. That was a campaign for it. And it didn't take. The American people, I think, are out of what's wrong.
It is taking it off.
They had Roosevelt in 36 on communism, but he had to fight it back.
Yeah, this is one he had to fight back.